Welcome to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Over the weekend, Illinois public health officials announced 3,822 newly confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Illinois, plus an additional 125 deaths. Meanwhile, the economic toll from the coronavirus continues. Amid record claims for unemployment, mass layoffs are still happening. Late last week, it was reported that the Adler Planetarium in Chicago, we talked to them a few weeks ago for a segment on virtual museum experiences, it was reported that they're laying off 120 employees. Each Monday on the 21st, we gather two or three reporters from around the state to discuss some of the stories they've been following and the latest developments on COVID-19 in Illinois. Today, we're joined by Dana Vollmer, reporter with Peoria Public Radio. Dana, welcome back to the 21st.
Hi, Brian. Happy to be here.
And restaurants have also been a huge part of the state conversation around coronavirus, both as essential businesses, we all have to eat, obviously, but also because the restaurant industry faces huge challenges being closed to in-person diners. To talk more about this, we're also joined by Ashok Selvam, senior editor at Eater Chicago. Ashok, welcome to the 21st.
Thanks for having me.
So, Dana, I'm going to begin with you. Late last week, you reported on an alarming trend that's happening around the country, and this is sort of tangentially related to coronavirus, but the CDC said that more parents are delaying vaccines for their children. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, it was a report from the Centers for Disease Control that came out earlier this month. They were looking at both the number of vaccines that doctors were ordering from the federal government and then the actual usage of those vaccines, and noticing that in both respects, those numbers were down, especially in mid-March, around the time that Illinois' shelter-in-place order went into effect and similar measures in other places around the country. And so what they're attributing that to is that folks were not bringing their kids in for routine checkups with their pediatricians. That's partially in the beginning because doctors weren't accepting patients. I think as they were kind of waiting for guidance, doctors were postponing, rescheduling appointments to kind of wait and see what the guidance was going to be for COVID-19 precautions. But then within a couple weeks, doctors were starting to take patients back and finding that families weren't willing to risk going into a medical setting because they were concerned about the coronavirus. And so that meant that vaccines were not being done on time, which the CDC is concerned about being more dangerous than going into a medical setting and potentially being exposed to COVID-19.
Hmm. What are you hearing from doctors in Peoria about this?
Yeah, so I spoke with a doctor from the University of Illinois College of Medicine Peoria, which is also affiliated with OSF's Children's Hospital. They said that that's on par with what they're seeing. And again, especially in the beginning, they kind of changed their guidance on whether or not people should be bringing their kids in for visits within that first week or so after the shelter-in-place order took effect. But they were finding that that didn't immediately encourage families to flock back and be getting their routine checkups. So they're doing a lot of outreach and trying to remind parents that it is more dangerous and they're exposing their kid to more viruses by not having them properly vaccinated.
Hmm. Interesting. So we're gonna change gears here, Dana, and stick with another or go with another story that you've been working on in the Peoria area. And this is about an outdoor store, RC Outfitters, that is apparently challenging Governor Pritzker's stay-at-home order. What happened there?
Yeah, so RC Outfitters is kind of a high-end sporting goods store in Peoria. The owner came out in a video on Facebook that he was going to reopen May 1st. In defiance of the governor's order. His argument was that if he didn't, they would have to close their doors permanently and he would just kind of deal with whatever fallout may come. Also on May 1st, he filed a lawsuit against the governor calling for a temporary restraining order that would exempt his business and his business alone from the shelter-in-place order. That was heard. There was one hearing here in Peoria County. A second was scheduled, but the lawsuit got transferred to Sangamon County. So that the state could be involved in Springfield. But his argument is that the shelter-in-place order is causing irreparable harm to his business. And he's saying that for the sake of sales and then also maintaining his staff, he should be allowed to reopen.
Any outcome yet in that case, or is it still just in the early stages?
Still in the early stages. Again, it just got transferred, and to my knowledge, there has not been a date established for the first hearing in Sangamon County just yet.
Okay. Well, if you're just joining us, this is the 21st. That's Dana Vollmer with Peoria Public Radio. I'm Brian Mackey. We're just doing our Monday Reporters Roundup on coronavirus in Illinois. And speaking of businesses reopening, I want to bring Ashok Silvam into the conversation here. You're a senior editor with Eater, and I want to talk to you about, you've been reporting on restaurants reopening in Illinois. And I wonder, when are we expected to enter that phase of the governor's plan for, easing stay-at-home restrictions? When is it that we can begin to expect to see restaurants reopening to in-person dining, Ashok?
Well, the governor was pretty actually clever in the Restore Illinois plan. He did not tie it into a time. You know, it was all based on health benchmarks. And obviously, we know it was divided by four regions. So, Southern Illinois could, ostensibly open before a restaurant in Chicago, where the pandemic's been a little bit more severe. The population differs. So right now, the earliest restaurants, according to plan, could reopen is June 26th. And that's more of an eligibility to open, because restaurants need to, they have to communicate with their workers. They have to gather their resources. It won't happen necessarily on June 26th. It's going to take some time for them to open. And, we have Sam Toya, the CEO and president of the Illinois Restaurant Association. He's saying that he anticipates under the plan, as currently it sounds like it would be in July. However, Toya has been, the Restaurant Association was not very happy that they weren't consulted for the Restore Illinois plan. So Toya's been talking with Pritzker's camp this weekend, today, to see if there's any, wiggle room, if restaurants could reopen perhaps later this month. There's been a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel for these restaurants, because the pandemic has ravaged the industry. About half are open right now that can actually support takeout and delivery. And, they're looking for any sort of hope, and it could happen. They're keeping a lot of their cards close to their vest, but there has been some movement.
Is the mayor in Chicago, Ashok, does Mayor Lightfoot appear to be on the same page as Governor Pritzker in terms of reopening restaurants?
She did an interview on Friday, and she was just seeing that there hasn't been a specific program or initiative aimed at restaurants. Restaurants want some coronavirus relief, and she is hoping that restaurants will open before that June 26th target date. And she has been, she said that, perhaps Pritzker needs an arm twist a little bit, because he's been listening to the health experts, and there's a lot of unknowns and how the virus and disease spreads. And Pritzker has been saying we can take this phase three when we enter that, to see how other restaurants reacted. In fact, when you see Wisconsin and Indiana, those states are already open. There is data to be collected on how those states react, and to apply that to how that's going to work in Illinois. So Lightfoot is being optimistic. She's also, trying to, she has to make her, she's got to make voters happy. Having this sort of positive news, that's going to, make people breathe a little easier.
And I understand a restaurant in Heron, which is a town in southern Illinois, actually opened a couple weeks ago, which I gather that was a violation of the stay-at-home order.
Yeah, I think it was yesterday that Pritzker said that now businesses that defy the stay-at-home are eligible for misdemeanor violations. I think the steepest fine is $2,500.
Fascinating. Well, Dana, what about restaurants in Peoria? Is there a feeling there that you've heard among owners and customers too, I guess, about sort of an itch to get things back open?
Yeah, my colleague Tim Shelley reported a story last week. The economic development branch of the Peoria City government did a survey asking consumers what they would want to see from restaurants when they're able to reopen. 77% of respondents, a total of 730, said that they wanted more distance between tables once they're able to reopen. The economic development arm is concerned that that basically means that you're telling businesses when they're able to reopen, you can reopen, but it has to be on this much smaller scale. They say they're a little bit more comfortable with the idea of shifting seating outdoors. And then they're also kind of looking at cleaning regimens as something that folks are really concerned with. I can say anecdotally from other stories that I've covered with restaurant owners, they've all been doing carry out with the intention of kind of maintaining their customer base and getting people excited for when they can reopen. But I think that owers are very concerned about doing it right, knowing that doing it wrong could cause a more long-term damage to them.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. That's Dana Vollmer with Peoria Public Radio. And we also are joined by Ashok Silvam, who is a senior editor at Eater in Chicago. And Ashok, I wonder about this new normal. I mean, you mentioned that only half of restaurants are functioning now, doing this carry out or curbside pickup service. And you said that it may take some time to ramp up. I know there's a restaurant here in Springfield because we've interviewed the owner on the show, and I got on the email list, and posted a video sort of showing the inside, and sort of they're chomping at the bit to say, look, we've removed half the tables from our dining room. There's all this space now. We'll clean, vigorously in between patrons. I wonder, Ashok, what will the new normal look like for these restaurants?
On average, states that have reopened, the average capacity is about 25%. So you're going to see fewer customers. There might be more dependence on reservations to make sure you're spacing people out. Folks don't want those long lines, which are problematic. It was already problematic for third-party delivery services because they didn't, when the pandemic in mid-March was starting, they didn't know how to stand in lines, and restaurants didn't have the directions from government to tell them this is what they should be doing. And there's still a lot of concern that the restaurant owners still don't have the proper direction from their local elected officials on this. There's a lot of confusion. For the more ritzy restaurants, you're going to see everyone with masks, at least the servers wise. The restaurants that are, already used to doing business with reservations, they already have the ability to control the ebbs and flows and restrict customers. So I don't think they're going to be too impacted. And we're talking about like restaurants where you would go for an anniversary or birthday, a special occasion. The restaurants that you go a couple times a week, they're gonna have to figure it out on the fly. They're gonna have to figure out staffing. They're gonna have to figure out the proper sort of the signage are they gonna tell people that they're not allowed to come in if they're not wearing a mask? Are they going to buy in? Like one big restaurant group owner, he was telling me that they have hired a person as kind of a chief sanitary officer, kind of like the parallel that I bring up is post September 11th. You had a lot of people in security. That business kind of developed and grew, and now in restaurants, you're going to have folks just hired just to watch. It's kind of a peace of mind thing. To make people at ease. Maybe you'll go to a restaurant that's consulted with a doctor. Maybe you're more able to spend money at a restaurant that has these precautions. That's going to help consumer spending confidence.
And Ashok, briefly, we're running out of time here in our segment, but do you have a sense that chain restaurants are in a better or worse position than local places? I mean, what will the industry broadly look like? What will our options look like?
Yes, they already, I mentioned third-party delivery, where they take about 30% per order. The big companies have the resources to absorb that, so they're going to be well situated. Last week, McDonald's There was a document. It was a couple hundred pages that was leaked. Wall Street Journal's current Chicago Business ran stories about what they envision the future. You know, there's going to be a lot of plexiglass. There's going to be a lot of masks. There's going to be the same lines that you see at grocery stores with the, you know, the tape on the floor that says this is where you're going to stand. You know, the chains are so better situated to deal with than the mom and pops. The mom and pops have a threat. There's a lot to worry about if they're going to reopen.
Ashok Silvam is a senior editor at Eater in Chicago. Thanks so much for being with us today on the 21st.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
And Dana Vollmer is a reporter at WCBU FM, Peoria Public Radio. Dana, thanks for being here. Good to talk to you on the radio.
Thanks so much, Brian. Take care.
Coming up after a short break, we're going to be doing a preview of the Illinois General Assembly's legislative session, which will be resuming this week for the first time in more than 2 months. That's just ahead after a short break. You're listening to The 21st. Stay with us.